The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
One of the great Sangha treasures here at Boundless Way for me is Dharma dialogue. I've never experienced this sort of dialogue, as we call it, anywhere else. This opportunity to stand up and ask a question. It's one thing to ask a question in the privacy of Dokusan, but it's a totally different thing to stand up and ask a question in front of your Sangha members, people you've been practicing with. And one of the great blessings for the Sangha is when someone stands up and asks the simplest of questions. The simplicity of a question can make you wonder about what you know and about whether what you know is true, or whether you know it or not, or whether it's even worth knowing. And to stand up and ask a question that is simple takes courage. Because, well, could make you sound simple. That you don't have the ability to ask a complex, perplexing question. Simple questions for me have this combination of humility and wonder. And wonder for me is part of the richness of life. Wonder is the place where we get to exercise not knowing, which has been our underlying theme here at this sesshin. Wonder is where mystery can be sheltered, maybe, or experienced in a realm that's full of knowledge, a culture that demands that the answers be there. Mystery to me is also life. I remember reading years ago, there was a Congress of religious organizations that got together, leaders in religious organizations, and they all tried to find a common definition for God. And the word they all came up with, they could only agree on, was mystery. I think that's beautiful. I also remember reading there is an indigenous culture in North America, and I don't know who they are, but they have in their language, the word for mystery is that which your knowledge cannot eat. I think that's incredible. Because I think in any culture, in any world, mystery needs to be part of it. It is the place where limits to our knowing can be seen. And that's not a really popular thing in our knowledge-addicted culture right now. I really, really appreciated Alan's talk last night of his childhood, wanting to know, you know, the feeling that he that the adults knew it, and he wanted to have that knowledge too, that they were hiding something perhaps from him. I can't say it was similar for me though. My parents spent a lot of money on something that younger people would not recognize. It's called an encyclopedia. And it was about 30 books that spread halfway across my living room that had all the answers. Those answers to why is a frog green and what is a black hole and where do babies come from? And I remember distinctly looking these up and being let down, disappointed. Not at the answer, not at the content, but something was something fell apart in the knowing. Wonder resolved is sort of like asking your lover why they love you. Because something is lost in the inquisition, even though you may gain a little information. And I love this word information, by the way. It's information. Information. I have two daughters, and I remember very clearly when they were born. And I remember they were born 2 years apart. But I remember each one having this feeling of incredible love and incredible wonder and fear of not knowing how to take care of another life, how to shepherd them. And that knowing, well, I learned from example, from reading, and just from being with them. But the more I learned, the more I realized I didn't know much about them. And that was a good thing. I felt that as they grew older, my knowing hindered them, or at least hindered my relationship with them. It's kind of, I don't know, embarrassing maybe to say that I don't know my daughters. They're both well, highly functioning adults right now, and I'm extremely proud of them. But on the same level, I don't know them, and I think that's a wonderful thing because they can be who they are in my presence. And I can be who I am in their presence. And this sort of relates to me too. There's something about being a mystery to myself. The capacity to wonder, the capacity to not be so concerned with the comfort of knowing. I wanted to close my talk with some real pithy statement that wrapped it all up, but I'm just going to say I don't know. And yeah, it's been wonderful practicing with all of you. Thank you.